Blog Talk Radio. 10 Mega News Nation on this Monday night. Boy, it is freezing and it's cold out. It's like 16 degrees right now and everything, so I don't know where it is. How it is in your part of the world, but we're glad you joined us tonight. Roger, how you doing? Brother Russell will be hopefully will be joining us here pretty soon. He put in a long, hard work day today, so he said he'll probably try to call in. But how are you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee right now.
Oh, you're in Tennessee, huh?
Yeah.
After by the old Grand Ole Opry out there? Oh, that's Nashville.
Nashville.
So, but anyhow, I've been up in the parks listening many moons ago. But I tell you what, brother, we got lots of craziness that's going on with this electoral vote that was just issued to Biden, but people aren't really understanding. Now it goes before Congress. They give the final decisions, and they have to look at those votes and everything.
And who's the majority in Congress?
Republicans. And guess who's in charge? Mike Pence. Mike Pence would be in charge, and they have
since when did Republicans become in charge?
Since we got the majority in the House, I mean in the Senate. Remember, we still control the Senate.
Yes.
And so now they're going to be now they control the House as well with over 120.
Well, then why? They don't control the House because Nancy Pelosi is still Speaker of the House.
Exactly, but here's what's the point people are catching. Pence is going to be the Speaker. He will be the one directing all this. He'll be voted in January 6th. Okay, he will take the lead in that position. Nancy Pelosi is to sit down and shut up and listen to him. I did some research on this. So, I mean, she has to listen to him. She can't say anything. She can't butt in. Nobody can. Once he's sworn in January 6th to take that position, we'll have to see how it plays out. You know? But it's still,
okay.
Yeah, Biden and Harris will get in there. I don't think for very long. I mean, it's going to be short-lived. Because, you know, if you paid attention yesterday, the CCP came out with all this information now, naming all 20 governors that are involved, including Kate Brown. Kate Brown, Governor Kemp, my governor, Michelle Grace, your governor, and Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott of Texas. Okay. And you called out when you said he was corrupt. He is corrupt, of course. So.
Well, that was Russell. That's Russell.
That was Russell, yes. Russell called that one. And so this is a huge jigsaw puzzle. I mean, it's a big old puzzle that's coming together. Well, yesterday it came out that they found the special forces came in, they found that the Dominion is corrupt as well, the server. They found errors.
Okay, we all know this. We all know this. This is a broken mm-hmm. record. We've been talking
yep.
about this and talking about this and talking about this to corrupt and this and that and the other. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What is anybody going to do about it?
Well,
you know, I don't need to hear the same sermon over and over and over again. I want to hear what's going to be done about it.
Looks like me and Jonathan Garcia was talking Friday night. We did a live broadcast. Actually, I'm going to do the live broadcast. Jonathan wanted to join me. Yeah, he's the one that's running for governor of Georgia. It's like he said, everything has to go through due process. And I agree, Russell Bertle. I don't really think anything will be done about it. You know, China has their hands so tight so wrapped around these politicians, senators, all the way up.
China.
All the way
up. It's not China. It's not China that's the problem. It's not Washington that's the problem. It's the goddamn Dalton Thomas, oh, well, things will work itself out, American people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's where the problem is. That's where the problem started. And until people get off their fucking asses and realize what the fuck is going on before it's really too late, nothing is going to be done. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. And in fact, one of the news media was saying today, there's a very thin window now. I mean, Trump, you know, and I said this the other night, I'm going to say it now. Trump needs to get off his ass and make his move. He needs to do it now. No ends up and the best about
it. Well, it's too late. It's another case of trying to close the barn door after the horse done run out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He had 4 years. 4 years. To get everybody's ass out. Okay? But he kept nitpicking around with this one, nitpicking around with this one, nitpicking around with that one. When everybody tried to tell him that Barr wasn't worth a shit, Jeff Sessions wasn't worth a shit, you know, he didn't have his priorities in order. I mean, he should have.
No,
and
I agree. The first one he should have got rid of was Barr. He should have got rid of
the whole show. The whole upper echelon of the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the NSA, and whatever other alphabet. He should have got rid of all the upper echelon in there.
Mm-hmm.
Every swinging dick.
If you remember, I said back then he needs to get rid of 50% of the federal government, period. But he didn't do it, you know, and everything. Well, he tried.
Anybody that was put in by the Obama administration from the highest position on down to the janitor, he should have got rid of
them. Yeah. He's getting rid of him now, but it's kind of too late for that. You know, and don't get us wrong, everybody. We support our president, but he's a man that makes mistakes like we all make mistakes. But, Virgil, I'm going to say it. I know my inbox is going to blow up like the other night, but I'm going to say it. We're fucked. Totally fucked.
Yeah. You know, and
Congress,
they're blowing these numbers up. Mm-hmm. They're blowing these numbers up, and people are buying this shit. Oh, now we have 300,000 dead in America from the coronavirus. All right, just last fucking week, it was 210,000. In a week, 90,000 people have died. Okay.
Oh, we got 3,000.
And all of a sudden, this coronavirus, FedEx's refrigeration trucks rolling out, FedEx's airlifting all this shit, and this, that, and the other, and they're already playing the race card with this shit. Well, if the coronavirus is higher rate than the black people, you know, the black community should get it first, and they're starting to fight with that shit back and forth.
That's a smart virus. It's not only racist, it could tell time. Did you notice that? It could tell time, too.
You know, the closest things get to Biden and Harris getting in the White House, the more the death rate climbs from the coronavirus. And everybody I talk to is not buying that shit. You know, the truckers
ain't
buying it.
They just came out with these trends.
I just walked into the terminal today, you know, and expected to get a bunch of flack.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person wearing a mask in the terminal. None of the dispatchers or nothing in Tennessee. Everywhere
right,
you go in Tennessee, nobody's wearing a mask.
Yeah, nobody's buying it. At least they're in Waco there.
And,
yeah.
But boy, look, but watch the people that's gonna line up to take that vaccine, boy.
Oh,
watch the people
here,
that's
brother.
Gonna line up to take the vaccine.
Yep.
The healthcare workers and the people in the nursing homes are gonna get it first.
Navajo Nation's giving it to the Indians up here, so they started doing that today. Yeah, but here's what I was trying to say earlier. They just came out today and said, we made a mistake. There's a brand new strand of COVID that mutated with this virus. Well, we already knew that. We knew that was coming. We said that, if you remember. We said, hey, watch. They're going to say that there's a mutated. Remember when we said that?
It mutated into pneumonia. It mutated into the flu, and it mutated into the common cold. That's what
exactly.
It mutated into.
Exactly. But here's what I found interesting. After I was reading the CCP reports, guess who owns Pfizer? Not Bill Gates, but guess who controls it? China. Guess who controls CDC? China.
Well, Don,
guess
Don,
who controls...
Don.
Oh, hold on.
Ain't
I got
that a fucking news flash.
But guess who owns the media, too? China. Nobody that one. I was reading that. I mean, it named, when that came out, I'll send it to you, Virgil. It listed everything in there. Yeah, everything. I'm like, you just now bring this out now.
Like I just said, Joseph. You're preaching the same sermon. You're preaching to the choir. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something I don't know. Somebody out there call in. Tell us something we don't know.
917-889-3890 is the call-in number. If you like to call in.
We don't know. We got Alan West, who is one of the most level-headed people in the world, calling for Texas to secede.
Mm-hmm.
We got General Flynn, who is in a sideways kind of manner, throwing the green light.
Mm-hmm.
Telling us
to burn
Washington to the fucking ground. And, what is this? Tabby Gifford, Congressman from Hawaii, she didn't even run for reelection. She's so fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to pass all kind of legislation that, I mean, is setting the libtards' heads on fire.
Right. Well, you know, Trump's kind of doing the same thing from what I was reading today, because he's setting standards in the federal level that Biden's not going to be able to fix. It'll take him a lot of years to fix and everything.
No, it won't.
How's that?
With a stroke of a pen. Anything that President Trump puts in to order without the approval of Congress, without it being made a law, without it being made a constitutional amendment, with the stroke of a pen, Biden can do away with it. Just like it took a stroke of a pen to enact it, it's going to take a stroke of a pen to get it away from right there in that Oval Office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this what you really want me to
do? Yeah.
But, you know, and uploaded a bunch of stuff. But, you know, and it's true. It's true. But,
you know, and that's the one I want to talk to now. That's the one I want to call in now is Ann. Where's Mr. Q? Where's these 140 to 160,000 indictments? Where's the line up at the courthouse to set bail and arraignments and all of this shit? Where's all of that at? No, Biden's not going to get in the White House. Biden's not going to do this. Biden, let me tell you something right now. Okay? Her, like a bunch of other people, are pissed at me. Just as the good book says, the truth shall set you free. But one thing is in defect with that piece of scripture. It ought to have in parentheses under it, the truth will set you free, but it's going to give a bunch of other people the fucking red ass.
Right. That's truth. That's the truth. I mean, it already is giving them the red ass, you know.
And just while I'm thinking of it, it popped in my head. Sierra, darling, if you're listening, you know, I told her, you know, she's my fan. I've never had a number one fan before. You know, if you're listening out there, darling, nothing but love for you. Nothing but love for you, darling.
Right. Now, I talked to her earlier today. She told me to tell you you didn't offend her in any form or any way. She's been busy. She was in class where she couldn't talk to you and stuff. She said she's not talking to you because that's what she's doing and stuff. So, she is our big fan and everything. She does look up to us. And, you know, like a bunch of other reformed liberals that are looking for answers, you know. And I was talking about her the other night. And it's very sad to see that the amount of fraud that's going on and everything, that everybody turns a blind eye to it, all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I wasn't really shocked about Merrick. I was not shocked at all about her.
Well,
you know.
I mean, you know, I just don't know what to think. I mean, this just tells me, and it should tell the rest of the American people, that the laws on the books don't mean shit. If you don't have a just and impartial system and a fair system, they're just wasted ink on wasted pieces of trees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if the voter fraud, if it's okay to steal votes, well, then I look at it like this. It's okay for me to own a couple of machine guns. It's okay
right.
for me to own explosives, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to harm anybody, you know. Just give me a chance. Just give me a chance to own, you know.
Well, when time comes, Rose, then we'll just, me and you and Russell will just dress up in
I've had enough. Everybody that I know and I come in contact with has had enough of this shit.
Same here. People,
you know,
I talk to the same thing.
But,
you know,
the thing, you know, acts of defiance and all of this here, you know, that's all fine and dandy. It's just like, you know, the rumor that the truckers are going to strike. I've been talking on media, I've been talking to some drivers I know. I called a bunch of them today.
Mm-hmm.
They said nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
So it's just a rumor that was started?
It was just it's a rumor that started every time about this year, you know. But nobody's going to do nothing because you have no unity and you have no leadership to do anything like that, you know.
Right.
And
here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that
truckers,
up.
If the truckers would get off of their ass and get their heads and their asses wired together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, yeah, you have a president, you have a Congress, you have a Senate. But in reality, they don't run a fucking thing.
Nope.
You park those 18 wheels, you shut that fucking key off for a minimum of 3 days.
Just like we did.
I can tell you what. Every goddamn president of every corporation and every senator and every congressman and whoever is president is going to be sucking your ass.
Exactly.
Do you remember
when we did that back in 2015, the truckers ride to D.C., when we did that one? What happened? We got results, didn't we? We said, four days, that went on?
Yeah, but it needs to be a coast-to-coast, nationwide shutdown. You know, a bunch of guys say, we live paycheck to paycheck, and we'll lose everything. Well, let me tell you something out there. If you're a truck driver, whether you're a company driver or an owner-operator, if you can't afford to shut that rig down for a week, you're already broke. Period.
And when Joe Biden gets in, you're really going to be broke. I hate to say it, but...
You talked about fuel prices are already going through the roof. Fuel prices have gone back up some places. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all up the eastern seaboard, they're already over $3 a gallon.
Yep.
Already over $3 a gallon.
That's what diesel is here, $3 a gallon. Regular fuel is $1.89 here.
And in California... In California, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of over $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
So you want to know how Biden and Harris are going to pay for all that shit that they talked? They're going to do it through us. They're going to do it through the gas pumps. That's what they're going to do. They're going to put an emissions tax on us.
Yep.
They're going to put an emissions tax on us. Okay? They're going to make it so expensive to run that gas burner that you're going to say, fuck it. I'm going to go finance a $60,000 fucking electric shaver.
Right. Well, they're trying to do that already.
Even Harley Davidson has sold out. Harley Davidson has come out with electric bicycles. Ford Motor Company. The one that produced the Eclipse or the
Saturn.
I think that's what it was. In California, when California was talking about banning gasoline cars, all right. They came out with these prototypes, these Ranger pickup trucks and everything else. And the people in California loved them. They loved them.
Mm-hmm.
But when the bill got struck down, when Big Oil got in and struck it down, they bought up all of the electric cars from Ford, and they had them destroyed. There's only one left in a museum. Ford, BMW, Mercedes, even Peterbilt and Volvo are getting on this electric thing. This electric.
Well,
let me tell you what. I want to see an electric powered 18 wheeler take a 100-ton link belt crane that's been tore down on an oversized flatbed trailer, and I want to see him haul that through the Colorado Rockies with an electric truck.
Well,
I
want to
see
thing.
This.
What's funny is I've been researching a lot of that, and you know what runs those electric chargers? Any idea but how they run those? Diesel engines, everybody.
I'll tell you what.
Diesel engines.
But down in Louisiana, they done bankrupt these sugarcane farmers, and a lot of their property went up for auction, and it got bought up by these solar power companies, and they're putting up solar farms all over Louisiana.
Well, do you know who owns those, including the windmills and stuff? You know who owns all those?
China.
Exactly. And guess what? It's like Jonathan Garcia was saying, I wish you would have listened to that what we did Friday. That was an awesome video we did. But he was saying made a lot of sense. What China is doing with the energy, they're buying it, but they're selling it back to us.
Well,
our own energy.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, but all of this, it's coming back. I was watching in the driver's lounge just a little while ago, this Democracy News channel.
Mm-hmm.
And, they are on the global warming again. Oh, my God, they're on the global warming.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to fucking die. Because it went up 2 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joseph, please don't say it. I mean, I already know. I mean, you know.
Well,
it's just
China. Owns the global warming. Owns the climate change. I researched all this. I was kind of dumbfounded.
Well, I researched it too.
Mm-hmm.
I researched it too. And
not just
there's this interview. There's this interview with a former British Secret Service agent. He wrote a book, and I'm going to watch the interview with the reporter with him. And basically, he just says flat out, America has gone mad. America has gone mad. You've let fear and lies control you.
Mm-hmm. I guess it owns that fear. Lies and control. Do I need to say it?
Go ahead. I'll say it any fucking way.
China. They're all behind this. China is behind all this, the pandemic, everything.
I'm glad when I got to the terminal, I ordered some shrimp fried rice. Because probably that's all we're going to have to fucking eat once people start. Oh, what happened? What happened? You didn't do a fucking thing.
Yep.
You didn't do a fucking thing.
I said that same thing today to Trish, my roommate. I said, we're going to have to brush up on our Chinese. You know? But not only did they do that here, brother. They did it everywhere across the world. See, we were focusing on worrying about Islam.
I don't know. I already learned a bunch of Chinese. I learned all the Chinese I need to know. Okay.
But
fuck.
I'll send you that article, right? Wayne 12 quote. But I'll send you that article that has all this on here. And I'm going to tell you. China did this to everybody across the world. And they
Why are you sending it to me? Send it to everybody else.
Oh, I have. And I've been getting ridiculed on it. But here's the thing, everybody, is this. They wanted us to focus on Islam, not on them. We were all worried that Islam was going to take us over for one world order. Oh, no. It's China that's going to do the one world order takeover. That's what they're doing.
And all of that shit about China's massing on the Canadian border.
That's
okay. All righty. China's massing on the Canadian border. All right, everybody's looking north. What's happening to the fucking south of us? We have another border down there. What's happening there? You got an eyeball in your asshole? Can you tell me what's going on down there?
Yeah, China's also down there, down here waiting. I live nearby by that border. Yeah, and everything. But they're wanting to do training up around the Mexican borders, but they won't allow them to. And there's the same thing in Canada. They want to be training, but Canada is not letting them. I understand.
If Canada won't let them train, what the fuck are they even doing in Canada? What are they doing? Learning how to put Canadian bacon on their fucking fried rice pizza?
Right. But here's my question. I don't know if you know this or not, but about 4 days ago, they just bought a ranch up nearby an Air Force base. Why? Why did they buy the ranch near an Air Force base? Why are they buying all the agriculture up out here? For control, they want to get ready to control the population of the world. You got to control the largest agriculture. You got to, and this is what you're doing. And I researched all this in the last 2 days and two nights with hardly any sleep, and it bothered me.
Well,
here's
what I'm trying to say. Okay, what good does it do for them to buy up every fucking thing if they can't pack it up and take it with them, if the American people stand up and decide, hey, get your fucking goddamn wish shipping ass out of this fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll fucking kill you.
Oh, then we'll take it away from them, but I don't know, brother. I mean, that's crossed my mind after researching this the last couple of days.
The problem, everybody can research everything. Everybody knows everything. But nobody but a handful, a fraction of this country is standing up and saying enough is enough. I'm going to reiterate what my drill sergeant said. Teamwork, you stupid motherfuckers. Teamwork.
Right. But here's the question I asked Johnson, and I'm going to ask you. What the fuck is it going to take to piss off everybody? How much more bullshit is people going to take? And when are they going to start to do something?
When it's too late. When it's too fucking late.
Exactly. That's what China is counting on. They want to wait. It's almost that too late now.
These cocksucking fucking generals and commandants in the fucking military, they see what's going on here. They have the power to click up and say, we got to put a stop to this shit. We got to put a stop to this shit. But no,
they're going
with the flow. They're going with the flow.
Well, most of them are actually resigning and leaving the military. Normally, you had to tell us. But, we exposed this a couple of years ago about China, if you remember. Buying all the land, the pandemic and everything that was going on at that time. We just didn't know how they were doing this and when they were planning this.
Okay, and here's something else to explain about since you won't bring up the pandemic. Okay. Why isn't any of this vaccine being flown to fucking China? Where this shit started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, in order to kill the weed, you got to kill the root where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? There is no more pandemic in China. There never was.
Exactly. This was a plan. This was, as like Carmelita said last night, we were talking about this. This was, like Russell said, the best spy off ever. Ever. Played out. Don't you agree?
You know, Clint Eastwood said that Obama was the biggest fraud portrayed on the American people. All right, for that time in our era, it was true. Now this is the biggest fraud perpetrated on the American people, and the thing is, they're buying the shit every fucking day.
Oh,
buying
God, yeah,
the
they
shit
are.
Every fucking day. This reminds me of the little rascal skit where they built this. They took a garbage can and a bunch of stuff. They saw a movie about a robot, and they built a robot in the clubhouse that was a barn. Okay, and when they tried to get the robot to work, it wouldn't work. So Butch and his buddy came up with this idea that they were going to sell some invisible rays to make the robot work.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then one of them, when they weren't looking, got into the robot costume, and they brought a shoebox, and they looked inside, and they said, well, there's nothing in it. Well, they're invisible rays. And they put the box up to the rays, the mouth of the robot, and all of a sudden it came alive. They bought it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a whole dollar saved up in club dues. They bought it, and then it got busted. Okay. I mean, things are not what they seem, people. You know, at first sight.
Good to be true.
Learn to look into it. Okay. Another example of things are not as they seem. Things are not as you see them as. Okay? Wonder Woman decided she was going to go up on top of the Halls of Justice and sunbathe. There she is, got her towel laid down. She's naked. Got her legs open, spread 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With her eyes closed. Superman flies over, looks down, sees Wonder Woman naked with them legs open. He says, well, I can zip down there at the speed of light and get me some of that and zip off and nobody won't know about it. So
right.
He swoops down. So he swoops down. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. He done took off.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman's eyes pop open and say, what the fuck was that? The Invisible Man looks down at it. The Invisible Man looks down at it and says, I don't know, but it just tore my fucking asshole up.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Things are not as they seem, people.
Exactly.
Things are not as they seem. Look behind.
Exactly.
Look behind the story.
Exactly. And here's what I'm going to say, too. I mean, we're seeing, I was telling Trish today where we're driving, I was telling her, I said, it's funny. I go, Fisi said here a while back that this virus is airborne and it goes through vents. Well, all of a sudden, these restaurants are shut down. And now you got outdoor dining, right? If it's airborne and stuff, here, like what Virgil was saying, how's it, if you're outside, out there, outdoor dining, how are you not getting exposed in the same manner, but double the exposure, if it's true? Think about it. What do you think, Virgil? I mean, I was laughing. I mean, I was laughing about it. I know exactly. It's bullshit. I mean,
you
if you're going to
get
tested.
You don't get tested. pandemic on, hey, guess what? You're going to test positive for exposure. It's just like if you sit in Willie Nelson's trailer after a fucking concert, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you get pulled over by the cops and they test you, pull you in, take a piss test, and you pop positive for marijuana. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's called a contact high. You've been exposed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have the smell on you. You have the high. You have it in your
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, well, we've got another infection. No, exposure is not an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs get exposed to parvovirus all the time. Okay?
Oh, especially after you're rowdy, that is.
Unless,
bad.
Unless it's a purebred dog, it doesn't turn into a virus. If it's a Sooner or a Heinz 57 or a crossbreed, it doesn't get
mm-hmm.
parvovirus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Now,
it's just like every wild animal. If you go hunting and you shoot a deer and you
mm-hmm.
test it for rabies, okay, it's going to test positive for rabies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's going to test positive for rabies exposure. You know? Just like if you go run through a nuclear power plant, you know, you're going to come out. You're going to test for exposure to radiation. Low levels, but you're going to test for positive for exposure. I mean, come on, people. There's a difference between infection and exposure. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
start using
your heads for more than a hat rack. Start using
mm-hmm.
your brains and your common sense God gave you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, same thing with this vaccine. You know, what's in this vaccine is it's a sterilizer that sterilizes women. Okay. I've looked at the ingredient. The other main ingredient is it has baby parts
okay.
in this vaccine.
All right. All right. We all know that. But let's look
mm-hmm.
beyond. Let's look behind the claims associated with this so-called vaccine. This
mm-hmm.
vaccine has to be stored at minus 97 degrees. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask y'all this goddamn question. What laboratory do they have? And what kind of polar suits are these technicians wearing to keep that laboratory at minus 97 degrees while they're making this shit?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what is it? It's the formula of a popsicle. You add some Kool-Aid, a little sugar, put a stick in it, then throw it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the recipe for this? What, it has to chill? You know, it's like champagne. You know, it's better when it's chill. How about the manufacturing process? Why is the manufacturing process done at room temperature, but storage is at minus 97?
Exactly. That's it. You got 5 minutes.
And then when you take that, and then when you take the vaccine out of the cold storage, It's 97 degrees below zero, and you're going to put this in a syringe, and you're going to inject this into somebody's arm, and you're going to freeze or burn their muscle. So
mm-hmm.
there has to be some type of thawing process into this. But if
mm-hmm.
it has to be, if it can survive at room temperature, why does it have to be stored at minus 97? You know what you store at minus 97 degrees, people? Look into it. Look into it. Biological
mm-hmm.
agents. That's
mm-hmm.
what you store at minus 97. A biological agent such as nerve gas, you know, such as sirloin, you know, communicable diseases like anthrax and
HIV,
botulism,
HIV,
and HIV, and other things like that. Look at the operation of these bioweapons plants. Look what at the temperatures they store these agents in, and then look at this virus and how they're shipping it. I mean, this
mm-hmm.
vaccine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing with
do
that.
Do the fucking math.
Here.
Do the fucking math.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, and I'm going to switch it up a notch, that which you just talked about. It was discovered when the first vaccine rolled out, where was it, Australia or UK, that some of the vaccine was mixed with HIV.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know.
You know, and it was also stated that there's a lot of complications with this vaccine, and they were cautioning everybody about taking that. The government don't care. They're going to try to kill every one of us off of that vaccine. That's what that's for.
And
kill the population.
Let me tell you what. There's not problems or anything with the vaccine. The vaccine is designed to do what it's designed to do. Okay,
mm-hmm.
it's a biological agent. If you want to know what
mm-hmm.
the COVID-19 virus is, it's coming to you in those little vials. Okay,
mm-hmm.
it's coming to you in those little vials, and those that are socially acceptable are going to receive the antidote. Those who are not socially
mm-hmm.
acceptable are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're going to the fucking old folks' home and nursing homes first. They're going to die.
Yep.
They're
mm-hmm.
giving this to the healthcare workers, to the providers, to the first responders, everything. Okay? Either dance to our tune or you die.
Mm-hmm.
Plain
well,
and simple.
That's like here in New Mexico. They're already saying that the hospitals are over capacity. You're not going to get the health care that you're supposed to get, so we're going to pick and choose who gets what. This is Friday. And as you all know, I was supposed to go in to get some surgery done for my hernia. Well, guess what? It ain't happening. Surgeries are getting put off. Okay? Choosing who's going to live and who's going to die. What do you think about that?
Well, it's like I just said. You know, it's all part of going back to Nazi Germany, to the death camp experiments on the Jews, Gypsies, and Poles
mm-hmm.
that Dr. Mengele done. This is all
mm-hmm.
this is all they're doing. This is all they're doing. They're just modifying his experiments and
mm-hmm.
correcting his failures.
And guess who's in charge in Biden's main pit in the health, you know, with the health provisions and everything, that went around saying people over 75 need to die. He said that. I forgot his
name.
Oh,
yeah, I read it.
Okay. But he's over age. Shouldn't he die too? Shouldn't Pelosi die?
They're the elitists. You know, they're like
mm-hmm.
they're like that movie that came out in the I think 60s or 70s, Logan's Run. Everybody over 30's
oh, yeah.
gotta die.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that were making the decision, but the people that were making the decisions was behind closed doors in the old as dirt in their 70s.
They had a
little red beacon that was implanted in their hand that went off and turned bright red and started blinking whenever they turned 30 and they had to report to be terminated. Okay. What you're gonna see is another movie, Children of Men. Have you ever seen that movie, Children of Men, where women don't have babies anymore, and the world is on the brink of human extinction? So people that can't handle the stress and everything, well, what do they come out with? They come out with over-the-counter suicide kits.
And that too was Star Trek Armageddon. Remember that one? They all walk in. It's like computer wars, and they all walk in. The city that was hit, people walk into the disintegration machine.
Oh yeah.
You want to see that?
Oh yes. And you're gonna see Dr. Kevorkian's thing come back up. Physician assistant suicide. Okay.
Hey, yep. I remember that movie very well. Yep.
So if you just sit back and you just watch your internet and you're just more interested in NASCAR and the NFL and who's going to be in the Final Four and the College Bowls and this, that, and your tailgate parties and this and that. All right, if that's your main goal and purpose in life is to worry about that shit rather than worry about what's going to take your life and what's going to ruin everything and anything you ever worked your life off for that they're going to take from you and everything, well, then you deserve what you fucking get.
Exactly.
You deserve what you fucking get.
And then, too, Virgil, people are going to be dependent on the government. After everything is destroyed economically through this so-called pandemic, people will be... That's what they're forcing people on right now, is to be dependent on them.
They already are. Oh, we're going to get another stimulus check. Okay. So what they're going to do is they're going to write you a check based on what you wrote them a check for when you paid your taxes, and they're just going to give your own money back to you. And then they're going to charge you for it on your taxes next year. You pay your government taxes. And then they come up with this, we're going to have this big gun buyback. Well, where do you think they get the money from to buy your guns back from you that they didn't sell you in the fucking first place?
Right, bring your taxes. Your tax dollars. But, it's getting close to our time, brother. Do you want to continue or do you want to call tonight?
I'm going to go run inside and take me a hot shower and I'm going to call her tonight.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Is China the enemy of the United States? Yup. Is China behind a lot of this that's going on? Yup. So here's the thing. What's it going to take for everybody out there to really get some action, to really start doing some stuff? I mean, you can't leave it up to me, Virgil, people like this. All of these going to be involved.
When they start pulling up to your house in the van... And you see those scrubs getting out of there, and they got armed guards with them coming to your house. All right. Here you go. Oh, we're here for your forced inoculation. Okay? Just roll up your fucking sleeves and take it. You took everything else. You took it up the ass already. So what's one little shot going to hurt?
Right. And they gave up the freedom, gave up your rights. You know. Oh, yeah, I agree with you, Virgil. But anyhow, brother, we'll go ahead and close the show. Be back here tomorrow night.
Okay.
Hopefully Russell could join us. I know he said he's been working 11 hours, man. He put in and everything. So he was dead dog tired. So, but he's working full swing. He's working full swing again and everything. But for the rest of you out there, think about what we said. I mean, we're not blowing smoke up your ass. We're not, you know, trying to give you false information like the media is saying, you know, people like us, we're giving you false information. No, we're giving you stuff to think on and research. And like what Christian says on her show, you know, don't depend on us. Get out there and research it. Look for yourself. You know, all we're doing is warning you and sounding the alarm. That's all we're doing. We're not, me and Virgil's not getting paid for this in Russell. We're not, you know, by no means. So, anyhow, I'll leave you guys with that thought. But anyhow, brother, you be safe on the road.
All righty.
And everything. So, we'll go ahead and call tonight. So, but anyhow, America and everybody around the world, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Just think about it. Good night.
Good night, Chester, wherever you are.